Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I went to a sex party. Yay! Sometimes I will just tell it like it is. So let me give you just the really down and dirty experience with this. Watching people having sex, not just a few people, a lot of people. I would say in this room in particular, there was probably like 7 couples, 8 couples. Okay, well, I have some big, big news. I finally scratched off a bucket list item. I went to a sex party. Yay! Yes, BE and I went to I've been talking about it on the podcast forever and ever, right? We finally went to a sex party. And so I want to give the rundown of that. Well, first of all, so we had just a really fun weekend, and we went and did some wine tasting, stayed in a little B&B. You know, that kind of fun stuff, but we had planned to go in the evening and, you know, go to this sex party. So it was sort of like, it was a masquerade party, and, you know, you're supposed to wear masks, be nicely dressed, and then also be ready, I guess, to take your clothes off and have some cute lingerie on. So I check. You know, I was ready for all that. We had our little masks, our nice clothes. I did one of my favorite little get-ups from Agent Provocateur, and, you know, we're ready, bada boom, bada bing, we're ready to go. So we get there, and first of all, this was at, so my first experience, right, at a sex party, it's at somebody's house. And it's hosted there, I guess. It's hosted at someone's house. I don't know why, but I was kind of thinking it was going to be at this big, I'm going to laugh at myself now as I'm saying this, like at some big, lavish, lush home. And it was not. It was at just, I mean, just in a regular old neighborhood. We drive up, I'm like, huh, okay. Because I don't know. I didn't know what I was expecting. So I'm going to give, first, I have to say, let me preface the beginning of this before I even start. I think what you're going to hear from me is a little judginess, a little bit. And I think that's good because I have a judgy side, a bit of a judgy side. So you're going to hear some of that. But then you're also going to hear just the other side of things where, you know, as things unfold, how I kind of lighten up. Sometimes I can get uptight. Believe it or not, yes, the curious girl has an uptight side. So, or it can come off that way. I don't think so. I think I'm just being honest. I don't mind saying, like, yeah, didn't think it was that great or whatever. I'm not usually trying to be I'm not always trying to be super polite. Sometimes I just, you know, I will just tell it like it is. So let me give you just the really down and dirty, my frank experience with this. Okay. So it's at a house. So we get there and we walk in, and some people are wearing their masks and some people are not. So very quickly, I realize the masks are kind of optional. So I just take mine off because, quite frankly, I want to see somebody's face. I don't care if they see mine. I'm here. We're all here. You know, let's check each other out. And I don't know if I'm attracted to you if your part of your face is covered. I want to see the whole thing. So we get there. We're walking around. There's all these couples. It's basically couples. And then you can come as a couple, or like a single female can go. And so we registered ahead of time for this and made a little profile. And we got contacted by a lot of couples prior to going. Now, I just put BE in charge of that. I'm like, here you go. You did the heavy lifting on that. I don't, you know, he put up the profile. I let him chat with everybody, put us on Keek, that kind of thing, you know, so we could chat with people. I really was not involved with that, which quite frankly, I like. I like that he just, you know, took the reins, did all that, and set it up for us. So we get there. There's all these couples running around. There's people running around. There's, you know, on all the TVs, there's porn going on. There's an upstairs, downstairs, and a lot of every nook and cranny is pretty much kind of converted to where they kind of throw beds down on the floor in the bedrooms, and then in this one area downstairs, it was kind of like a communal just sex area. And so it takes a while. I think we got there about 10:30 at night, which was smart because I don't think, you know, things, we were there for a while. We chatted with a few couples. They, you know, came up and approached us. Very nice. We were able to just kind of, you know, chat them up a bit. One couple, I think, even commented, like, you know, said something like, you know, BE was the GQ guy there in the room, or we were the GQ couple, or something like that, something to that effect. I think we're kind of like a striking couple together. We look good, you know, and we compliment each other. And so I think we were definitely probably one of the tallest couples in the room. I had on my heels, and BE's tall, so you know it. We together, I'm 5'10", and then I think he's 6'2 or 6'3. So when I've got my heels on, we're almost the same height, and we are kind of towering over people. There's a lot of short people in the world. That's what I've really started to realize. There's a lot of short people. But so anyhow, we're kind of starting to mix and mingle, and BE's kind of asking me, like, well, what do you think of that girl? What do you think of that girl? He really wants me to, you know, find a girl and to have an experience with. And I am super, super picky. I warned him ahead of time. I said, now listen, you're going to start seeing my picky, picky side. And I'm picky. And, you know, he's like, what about that girl? I'm like, no, that kind of looks like fuck doll Barbie. What about that girl over there? I'm like, no, you know, not pretty enough. I mean, like, I felt like a guy. I felt like a mean guy. Like, you know, I'm like, no, you know, like, just, she's a strong 7. I don't want a 7. You know, I was really like, I feel like a bad person. You know, this is not, you know, I'm sitting there just like, judging. But I want to say there's one thing. So as we're looking around the room, you know, I don't mind saying this, and I don't care how it comes off. We're a good looking couple, and I'm looking around, and you know, I'm seeing that there's just, as far as my attraction level goes, nobody's really jumping out at me. And although I will say this, the people that come up, and there's a lot of people that are, a lot of couples that are engaging, and they'll come up and start talking to you. And so there's a difference between just that instant attraction and sex appeal. Because sex appeal, you know, a lot of people have sex appeal. And, or, well, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but sex appeal is something totally different. That's what can really get you going. Like at first you maybe you don't notice somebody, but then as they start talking, it's the way about them. It's the, you know, it's a lot of things that go into sex appeal. It's kind of like chemistry. It's that little secret sauce. You don't really know exactly what it is. So there were some couples that approached us that I thought I'm like, oh, you know, they're kind of hot. Yeah. I could get down with them. And then, you know, there's one couple in particular, for me, one girl in particular, who I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I was very interested in her. Now, BE said to me, he goes, you know what? Didn't you see what, he goes, I was getting so turned on. She's totally coming on to you. I'm like, she was? Okay, listen, people, my girl radar is zero. It's at zero capacity. I'm like, I literally missed the whole thing. And he, obviously being a guy, he knows, like a girl's tells. He's like, yeah, you know, her husband was more touchy-feely on you, but she was a lot softer. It was a more subtle cues, things like that. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, that's right. Now, of course, as a guy, he's used to reading women, and that's, I think we are more subtle, you know, for a lot of times when we're being flirtatious. Well, it just totally went over my head because the husband, you know, was touching me and things like that. And that was obvious, right? To me, I'm like, okay, here we go to guy behavior. Yeah, I get it. I'm picking up on what you're laying down, guy. But for her, I missed it. I'm disappointed. I'm like, oh shit. I really, you know, I mean, I had to have him like go back over it with me. Like tell me what you saw, you know? And so anyway, it's very interesting, you know, on that level. But so I probably really only found, you know, like, I think like one girl, you know, the one that I missed the cues. I found her attractive. Like I thought, okay, I would get naked with her. I would let her go down on me. Remember, I'm still not conceding that I want to do it back. Although I kind of think that's a natural progression. I feel like if I get in the mode and the right mindset, I probably would. I don't know. Oh my God. Can I eat a pussy? I don't know. But I'm sure I can. I'm sure I can. And again, I know I put way too much emphasis on this. I'm way too in my head about this. I've worked this up to be a much bigger thing than it probably really is. I just need to get over the hump. Bottom line, that girl, I could get over the hump with. So anyway, we're chatting with them. They're very nice. And they actually host their own parties. And we do have their contact information offline. So I'm hoping that we do get to see them again. And, you know, possibly something can come out of it for the girl and I. But this whole party thing was so interesting because it was exactly like my friend Joel tells me about. He says they're hit or miss. You know, sometimes you go there and there's a lot of good looking people. And then other times you go and you don't find yourself attracted to everybody or anybody, you know, per se. And so, again, I wouldn't say that there weren't attractive people there. I just, you know, I was probably more just in a toe-dipping, fact-finding type of position because since it was my first time. So, you know, as the night progresses, people start making out and, you know, all of a sudden you start to look around and, you know, there you could be sitting there talking to somebody and then right over your shoulder to your right, there's, you know, a couple having sex, or a girl going down on a guy, you know, giving a guy a blowjob, and then another couple, you know, in the corner making out. And I said to BE, I said, you know, let's go back upstairs. You know, things are kind of starting to get going. Let's go back upstairs and, you know, and have some fun. So we go up, upstairs, and there's a bunch of rooms. One of the rooms is, I would say kind of like a, almost like an orgy room. You know, people are more on the ground sort of rolling, you know, on these mattresses. Sounds kind of funny. On these mattresses, and they're, you know, everyone's very close to each other, making out, doing what they're doing. And, you know, you're going to be touching something with somebody that you don't know. That's personally not for me. I don't think I'm ever going to be an orgy type. Definitely because there were guys that I just would not want their penises coming at my face or my vagina. So, you know, unsolicited. And when you're that close, it seems like everybody that's in that room was just kind of down to just get it on and do whatever with whomever. No, I'm not ready for that. I don't think I'm ever going to be ready for that because I'm picky I'm picky about if your mouth or your penis is going to get near my vagina. It's a picky vagina. So the vagina does the picking, and I don't always approve. It doesn't always approve. So not going to happen. But so we finally, you know, we're looking in that we hit room one. That's kind of like what I kind of called the orgy room. And then there's some people like upstairs, just on the balcony, like by the stair rails, just kind of going at it, having sex. This one guy's getting this girl from behind. And, you know, there's people sort of like scattered along the way there upstairs, because it's sort of like an open balcony thing where you can see downstairs. And so there's people there kind of really playing, I guess, up to the crowd, having their sex, and then being watched by a lot of people. There was another bedroom that, it was a little smaller and a little more compact. Again, didn't quite have the orgy feel, but I still was like, no, not that one. Then we hit the last bedroom, and that had mostly, it was just, again, so what I saw was mostly couples just having sex, and everybody, you're next to other people, but you're not like touching. You're very close, but not touching. And so I kind of like the energy in that room. I thought that was kind of hot and sexy, and, you know, and so we were, BE and I were there chatting up another couple for a while. And then we were also just watching, you know, I loved being able to be a voyeur. That part was fucking hot. Just watching people having sex. Now, I will say too that there were also people you just didn't want to, you wanted to look away. Maybe you didn't need to see that. That wasn't quite like, you know, your fantasy couple. But what I can say about it, and what I did say to BE that was so cool, is just like everybody was very, you know, I mean, what do you want to call it? Body positive. I don't know what you call that. Body type, you know, like everybody felt, it seemed to me that everybody was comfortable in their own skin. That's important. And kudos to them. You know, I'm a little more, what do you want to call it? I don't know. Vain, you know. I don't know how else to say it, people. I mean, the reason I'm going to keep this shit together and keep the wheels on the bus and keep going to the gym and I'm just too vain to let it go. I cannot let all this go. I don't want to let it all go. I understand being busy and things get tough in your life. And I mean, shit, you know, after going through what I went through with my mom, you know, I mean, I definitely took some time off from the gym, but you know what? You can't, that's not a way of life for me. That's a blip on the radar. You get back, you work that shit. You know, you want to keep it the best you can look for your age. I mean, you know, and there's really kind of no limit on that, I'd say. But I will say there's some people that, I would probably don't share my point of view about keeping, you know, the vanity aspect. They don't share my vanity aspect, and they're not as concerned about their outward physical appearance, and they still are walking around with confidence, and that's still sexy. That is fucking sexy. So it's not always about the total looks. It's a lot about attitude, and everybody there, I will say, hands down, everybody had just a hot, sexy attitude. So as I looked around the room, everybody's sitting there having sex, and there's all these, like, you know, you're hearing all these sounds of sex. I mean, this was the first time I'd experienced it, like watching people having sex. Not just a few people, a lot of people. I would say in this room in particular, there was probably like, seven couples, eight couples, all doing various things, you know, fucking, you know, girl giving guys blowjobs, guys going down on girls, their partners. I mean, it was hot. And then, and the women just like you know, the noises they're making and they're, you know, just to be tapped into all that carnal sexual desire and lust. It was a big fucking turn on. And I had BE sit down and I just started giving him a blowjob. And then all of a sudden I became aware of people watching us, you know, watching me suck his cock. And I told him that night, I'm like, you know, unfortunately, the truth is I would have fucked his brains out there. I would have had sex in front of all these people. I would have went for it, but I was on my period. So I know, sorry, whoop, spoiler alert. I know guys are probably like, cringing. I know the P word. Yes, it does happen once a month, guys, it happens. Anyway, and I was, this pissed me off. I was early. I was about like 5 fucking days early. At any rate, I mean, I really couldn't believe it. Before we left, I told BE, I'm like, oh my God. All of a sudden I was sitting at my desk and I felt it. I felt it the day before and I went, oh no, oh no. And I was about ready to send him a text like, you know what? I hate to say this, but I think, and I just said, don't send that. Just wait. 30 minutes later. Yes. Yes, it was true. Anyhow, didn't matter because got to just give him a blowjob, you know, a really good one, and blowjob, handjob. And I was really kind of in the mood for that. For some reason, like blowjobs, handjobs, those have been like, I've been kind of craving that. It's been on my mind. It's been like, yeah, I want to suck a cock. Not just like, okay, I'm going to hurry up and suck your cock so that we can move on to the next thing. More like, I'm going to do this and this is as far as it's going to go because I just want to marinate in this cock sucking energy. I like that cock sucking energy. Now, I mean, just, I've been to just, yeah, it's been on my mind. Like, I don't care. You don't have to touch me, whatever. I want to fucking suck your cock and I want to jack you off nice and I want to take my time and I want it to be nice, slow, and deliberate because I have a direct intention here. So we did that. And when he finished, then I guess our new little thing. So once he finished in my mouth, then I quickly kissed him and fed it all back to him. So he got to taste his own cum once again, which I think is really kind of hot. I never knew. Who knew? Who knew I would be into that cum swapping, or I don't know what they call it. I don't know what you call it. Cum sharing. So we did that. And then we went back to the hotel room and we just had this really cute, fun little B&B. Oh my God, I will definitely go back there. God, that was a great place. Very fun. And then had very, very hot morning sex. And we tried to be as quiet as we could because this little B&B was not a big place. And I had made mention, I had noticed the night before, I'm like, you know, or not the night before, the day before, actually, when we got back from doing some wine tasting, that the walls were kind of, or the doors were kind of thin. We're passing by someone's room. I'm like, I can hear exactly what's going on in there. And they weren't having sex, but I'm like, we got to be mindful of this. We want to be able to come back here. We don't want to be banned. But anyway, so yeah, that was very fun. I'm kind of happy that I was on my period the first time I went because it allowed me to toe dip. It allowed me to just experience the whole thing and not be under any kind of pressure to perform or do something. Or obviously we're not going to hook up with some couple. I mean, hello, that's, you know, not going to happen. Oh, you know, that's a little awkward, but we got to mix and mingle and meet people and we kind of know who we liked. And, you know, we have the opportunity to chat with those people offline and then, you know, move forward with more parties or just meeting up one, you know, meeting up couple to couple. You know, there's just a lot, yeah, a lot of options now moving forward. But it was quite interesting, and I would definitely do it again. And I can see how, again, they're hit, you know, they're, I can see how they're hit or miss. I can see how you can go, I mean, like my friend Joel was telling me, you can go and there can be just a lot of people you're super attracted to, or you can go and you're, you know, it's, there's interesting people there, really nice people, fun people that you're chatting with, and you enjoy watching it and taking in the scenery, but you're not finding anybody you really want to, you know, get down with. But that's okay, because you're there as a couple, and you can, you know, the two of you get to do whatever you want. So I'm looking forward to more sex parties, and I feel like I'm that much closer to having my girl-on-girl experience, and I'm definitely looking, you know, I'm moving the needle. I'm moving the needle on that one. So I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, I mean, that was pretty much it. But I'm like, bucket list item, check, ding, ding, ding. I'm very proud of myself. It's been a while since I've conquered like a new frontier. So that's, yeah, that's one I can cross off and also continue to develop more, you know, now that I've taken the first step in that direction. So very excited to do that. All right. Well, there you have it. Hope everyone's doing well, and I'll be back at it soon. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.